What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, October 6th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. This is one of the rare occasions when the corporate media and I agree on what the top story of the day is, and that's obviously Hurricane Matthew. This is a major, major storm that is coming on in. If you are anywhere along the coastlines, Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia, oh, that whole area, if you're told to evacuate, you do it, because this is currently a Category 4, could even reach Category 5. And this one is just, it's all over the place. Now, this predicted track for the eye of the hurricane is now just slightly offshore. But hurricanes do not exist in a point. You can have hurricane effects for dozens of miles, 50 miles on either side. So be very, very, very careful. There's probably going to be blackouts. You need to have everything prepared. In fact, if you're not already prepared by now, you're probably already too late here. Now, if you're planning on traveling in that part of the country, you might want to be checking with the airlines here, because so far they've already canceled 2,500 flights ahead of the hurricane. That's in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas again, more expected to happen. And of course, when they start canceling flights, it can have a domino effect, because you can be at an airport hundreds and hundreds of miles away from the hurricane, but if the plane that is supposed to be your flight is grounded because of the storm and doesn't show up, well, then you can be stranded as well. So you need to keep an eye on your travel plans, you know, going until whenever the storm is over. Now, there is a concern because Florida, like Japan, has some of their nuclear power plants right on the coastline. And there are two that are an area of concern, St. Lucie and Turkey Point. And it looks right now the hurricane is going to come closest to St. Lucie. Now, the containment building is built to take huge amounts of wind. They're built to take the hit of a hurricane. The issue here is the storm surge. Now, a hurricane, like any major storm system, is an area of extreme low pressure, and the ocean underneath it gets sucked up by the low pressure, and that's what causes the storm surge to come onto the ground. And if the surge were to hit the reactor, there could be some issues there. It's not a tsunami, but could have the same absolute effects, so need to be keeping look on that. And Bill Clinton is already out there begging more donations for the Clinton Foundation to help the poor people of Haiti who have been devastated by this hurricane. The man has no shame whatsoever. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls real quick. And again, I'm going to ask you to kind of, you know, control yourselves a little bit, because we got a lot to cover. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to give a special shout-out to my cousin who's out in college just outside Daytona Beach, Florida, so my thoughts are with him. I was away for a few days. I haven't listened to your show, Mike. The last show that I listened to, you hadn't confirmed it yet. It was about the vote, the possible evidence of voter fraud, or like the votes, ballots that were found in Ohio or something like that. I was just wondering if you had confirmed or were able to find out that was actually a legitimate story or not?
Well, I contacted the election board for that county. They said the story is a hoax, but again, given how crooked our entire political system is, I'm not sure about that. But there is certainly plenty of other election fraud going on that has been confirmed and is being investigated, and we're going to be talking about that toward the bottom of the political news.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to ask you that next, if you had any other confirmed reports of anything like that, because I know the pre-voting is starting right about
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
really,
and the dead and the illegals are already voting in the early voting. So yeah. Vote early and often for Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Hillary Robham Clinton. That's her new name. Hillary Robham Clinton.
She's got the dead vote going for her, so, you know.
Yes, that's true. And of course, they couldn't show up for the rallies or buy her book or any of that other stuff, but they can be counted on to vote. Oh, 20, 30 times each.
Well, I was listening to the Jeff Rentz show, and he thought more likely than not that that vote fraud story in Ohio was bunk, but I wasn't sure if you were able to confirm it. But I mean,
no, I didn't get a confirmation
of it.
Yeah, I didn't get a confirmation on that. One of the things that makes it look like it is junk is the photo of the individual with the boxes appears to have been copied from an earlier source. And it may be that this story was put out there to be discredited so that the Hillary Clinton campaign can say, oh, another story about election fraud over here. Well, remember the one in Ohio turned out to be nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of the disinformation stuff.
Yeah, that's poisoning the well, isn't it?
Maintaining a state of tactical confusion, I guess, would be a good one. Thank you for the call, Jeff. We're going to let you go and talk to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, and before you say anything, we got to do our shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hi. I want to let you know that tomorrow the Russia's carrier should be there, and they're actually sending 1 to 3 missile boats. The small ones that carry the Granite anti-ship missile system.
There are two of them already there, and a third one is on its way.
And, Mike, I watched the interview with the Ministry of Defense, and basically he said if you kill any Russian servicemen, they're pretty much it's going to be World War III. That's what it come down to saying, because that's who's manning, you know, these.
And, of course, the response from the Pentagon is, yee-haw! You know, more money from the American people and everything. What worries me is Obama seems to be taking a very cool tone to all of this. I think he has been advised by some of his top military experts that the U.S. may not be able to win this one. And it would hand a defeat to the U.S. that would be the end of the war agenda and the end of our economy. But unfortunately, you've got all these loose cannons over at the Pentagon, like Ash Carter, who are just drooling to have a war, and they don't care how much it costs in other people's money and children. Yeah, they live for that war, and Hillary's just another one just like them.
Yeah, people just don't understand. It's a different era. This is a missile and drone war. We talked about that already. You know, it's battleship.
Well, and I think the area we need to be thinking about is we ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We're probably going to start World War III with nuclear weapons. And remember, the U.S. has already abandoned their doctrine of no first use, and they're openly talking about first strike nuclear attack on Russia.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, getting on back to the political campaign, apparently Donald Trump had a meeting with the CEO of Ford Motor Company, Bill Ford. What an amazing coincidence. He's got the same name as the company he works for. And out of that meeting, as you know, Donald Trump was very critical of all companies who are sending their work and their jobs to other countries. Ford Motors, following the meeting with Donald Trump, announced it's bringing 100% of all labor production of the Ford Bronco back to the United States. And as a little additional icing on the cake, they've said that if they are going to be doing any manufacturing overseas, they will not be cutting any American jobs to do it. This will all be added new jobs, and I'm sure once Donald Trump is president, he'll be able to say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring the jobs back here to the United States. All you got to do is change the tax code. The reason companies are sending our jobs to other countries is because the tax code was written during the Bush administration to make it more profitable for American companies to send their jobs to other countries. And all they got to do is reverse that tax code, and those corporations will be in a rush to bring those jobs back here. It can be done. But sending our jobs to other countries was part of this globalist, let's even all of the economies out, let's even all the societies out, so that there's no one place has an advantage over any other, and then we can drop the borders and set up a golden throne to planet Earth. And then, of course, there'll be a real-life Game of Thrones over who gets to plant their butt on that particular chair. Now then, Donald Trump has chosen Myron Ebell to lead the transition for the Environmental Protection Agency. And that is a very significant choice because this guy is very skeptical of this whole human-caused global warming nonsense, as well as we should all be. And it's yet another reason to vote for Donald Trump. because they're still out there, you know, with, oh, it's warm. It's the, there was an article came out the other day about how Earth today is warmer than it's been in the last 100,000 years, and we're on the verge of disaster unless you pay carbon taxes and give us your obedience. Meanwhile, in the real world, winter has arrived in central Montana in early October, and they're reporting, you know, it's a light dusting of snow, but it is snowing. Remember back in 2000, they said snowfalls are a thing of the past. They were wrong. The new, original Farmer's Almanac said it's going to be an early, hard winter. They're right, as usual. And I remember when I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, we never had snow on Halloween. It was kind of 50-50 if we were going to have snow by Thanksgiving. And snow is coming early again. Snowfall warnings have been issued for Saskatoon and parts of Saskatchewan. And apparently the United Nations has come to the conclusion Donald Trump is going to win this election next month because they're rushing through that climate treaty. They want that over and done with before Donald Trump can come on in and say, let's take another look at this thing. And that worries me, this tendency to rush things through before Donald Trump can take office, including the war. Meanwhile, following the vice presidential debates, first of all, Kane just did not impress a lot of people. A lot of commentators are pointing out this ludicrous dodge he did when Mike Pence was trying to talk about the corruption of Hillary Clinton, the State Department, and the Clinton Foundation. And Kane keeps interrupting, not going to let him talk. The moderator's clearly on Kane's side on this one. And he basically comes and said, did you know that Osama bin Laden was still alive when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State? And everybody's saying, what the heck does that have to do with Pence said? And, of course, the answer is absolutely nothing. He's trying to pull the focus onto the fact that Osama bin Laden was supposedly alive when Hillary Clinton took office. Of course, he wasn't. The real bin Laden died in December of 2001 of Marfan syndrome, I think, if I recall correctly. And all the Osamas since then were a fake, including the guy that they got at Abbottabad. But that's what Kane was doing, and people weren't buying it. They weren't falling for it. And Trump's numbers have taken a jump after the vice presidential debate. Pennsylvania, Trump is at 50%, Clinton at 46%, Virginia, Trump 50%, Clinton 45%. In an overall poll on all 50 states, and mind you, we're talking about polls not under the control of the obedient corporate media, Donald Trump is winning all across the country. Now, more and more information is coming out about that Clinton Foundation, and for all her tough talk about Russia this and Russia that we've been on the campaign trail, it turns out the Russian oligarch, Vexelberg's Renova Group, has been financing the Clintons. It's unbelievably corrupt, and it's another reminder that you cannot take anything Hillary Clinton says at face value, because she keeps getting caught cheating and cheating and cheating. Now, at Hillary Clinton Town Hall in Haverford, Pennsylvania, they supposedly picked this 15-year-old girl, chosen at random to ask a question of Hillary Clinton. And it turned out the randomly chosen 15-year-old girl was not randomly chosen. She's a child actor, Brennan Leach, and her father just happens to be Pennsylvania Democratic State Senator Daylin Leach. And, of course, Daylin is supporting Hillary Clinton for president. It was a fake. It was a complete joke. More confirmation has come on out that Hillary Clinton was given the questions for the first debate a week ahead of time. A little bit of connivance between NBC and Hillary Clinton. And Steve Harvey recently had Hillary Clinton on the show and surprised her with pictures of her youth. And they're showing the pictures. Oh, wasn't she a cute little kid? And Hillary's going, oh, my goodness, I'm so embarrassed and all the rest of it. That, too, was completely scripted. New leak from DC Leaks. The interview was actually scripted by Hillary's campaign in concert with Steve Harvey's producers. It was not spontaneous. It was not genuine. They're trying to convince you that she's a really warm and caring human being, and she isn't. It's a complete facade. And by the way, over at the State Department, they're still trying to explain just how it is that they lost this smoking gun memo that proved insider trading between Hillary Clinton's inside information in the State Department and her son-in-law, Mark Mezvinsky, who apparently, even with the advantage of insider information, still managed to destroy his own company. So, now Citizens United, everybody's stepping in where Assange disappointed. Assange was saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Nothing happened. And so Guccifer 2.0 came out with some information. We're still going through that. It's insane there. Citizens United has just released 198 emails between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department by Cheryl Mills. And it only confirms there was no line at all between Clinton's private ventures and her work as Secretary of State. She leveraged official State Department events as opportunities to solicit more funding for the Clinton Foundation from international donors and even encouraged President Obama to help. In one of the emails, she asks one of her colleagues to urgently set up a new 501c charity tied to the Clinton Center in order to solicit donations from G8 attendees. And this was done just days before the G8 summit began. It's just amazing. Now, there's an interesting little article that came out of the CBC. Should black people sit out the U.S. elections? And the article is commenting on how more and more black leaders are stepping up and saying the Democrats have never delivered on their promises to the black community. And maybe it's time to sit this out. Well, don't do that, because it leaves an unused voter registration to be used by the vote riggers. Blacks should be voting for Donald Trump. You may not like what he says, but you know he means it. And even the leaders of Black Lives Matter are out there saying, Hillary's saying all the right things, and we have no way to know that she's going to do anything about it. And that's exactly the problem. Now, it's starting to get a little bit interesting right now, because outside of the remaining two debates, Hillary Clinton's schedule for the next 2 weeks, the height of the presidential race, is all but empty. She only has one scheduled event. And people are wondering if her health problems are worsening. If her people steal the election, she may have to be wheeled up to that inauguration in a wheelchair or a gurney. Now, over at the Daily Mail, they're running the story about how Bill Clinton literally worked to bushwhack Attorney General Loretta Lynch at the airport and extort a promise Hillary wouldn't be prosecuted. And apparently some of the witnesses who saw Loretta Lynch afterwards said she was sweating over whatever it is that Bill Clinton told her and may have promised her she's going to go on being Attorney General, or may have warned her about things that happened to enemies of the Clintons in small aircraft and suburban parks. But he definitely put the fear of Hillary into Loretta Lynch. And even if Comey had gone ahead and recommended indictments, Loretta Lynch would have blocked them. And apparently, Loretta Lynch was still furious with James Comey for going down that list of Title 18 violations. And by the way, as a postscript, James Comey acknowledges Title 18 does not require intent. Negligence is a valid cause for legal action, and his excuse is, well, it's hardly ever been used before, and that's why we're not going to do it now. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the corporate media, online and real world, they're not even trying to hide the fact that they are censoring things to support Hillary Clinton. Twitter has suspended the account of Trump supporter Ricky Vaughn, and I'm getting emails that my website is now being blocked in some parts of the country. So we're down to the wire here, and it's getting ugly. The Conservative Tribune over in we got to take a break for commercial, and I'll finish this story when we come on back from these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the Conservative Tribune is reporting on what happened with this newspaper, the Arizona Republic. When they gave their endorsement to Hillary Clinton, they got flooded with angry phone calls from their readers. Subscriptions are being canceled. There's a real grassroots loathing of Hillary Clinton. And everyone understands the corporate media is trying to shill for her, prop her up. And they're expressing their anger. And that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. Now, going on back to the vice presidential debates, Tim Kaine made a comment about supporting more gun control. That obviously did not go over very well with a lot of voters, especially independents and undecideds. And the Clinton campaign came on out, and I am not kidding you, they came on out and said that supporting more gun control means you support the Second Amendment. You know, if you're okay with us taking your guns away, it means you support gun freedom. I mean, that's how much more Orwellian can you get than that? War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, cooling is warming, and gun control is gun freedom. They have to be just desperate to be trying things like that. everybody's going to be scratching their head and saying, this makes absolutely no sense at all, and it doesn't. Now, let's get back to the issue of vote fraud. It is out of control. Professor John Banzeff is out there issuing a warning how hackers can sabotage the 2016 election without even needing to change any ballots. And the issue here is how it is now known that computerized voting records in more than 20 states have already been hacked into. And remember during the primaries, there were all these people who wanted to go in and vote for Bernie Sanders, and their registrations had been changed. Party affiliation was different, or it had the wrong address so that the election workers could say, I don't think this is you, and they would just kick them out, and they didn't get to vote. So if your state has an online verification of your voting registration, you need to check it right now. Because we have been seeing registrations in several states being altered to prevent people who are not voting for Hillary Clinton from not voting at all. I mean, it's just obvious. This is the crookedest election in our history. Dead people and illegal immigrants are being registered to vote all over America. There's an FBI investigation down in Virginia where they caught this one guy who registered 19 dead people so that he could vote for Hillary Clinton 19 times. And he was only caught because one of the dead people had passed away only recently, and his family received this note congratulating them for registering. And they were very upset, and they complained, and that's how they found that guy. And what they don't know is how many more Hillary supporters are out there registering dead people by the 10s and 20s and 30s so that they can vote for Hillary multiple times. Same thing's going on out in Colorado. They're saying it's a very serious voter fraud issue. Votes are being cast in multiple elections under the names of dead people. And let's see. Another one. Yeah, Palmdale, California. Same thing. Hundreds and hundreds of dead voters are voting in the elections out in California. At least 86 non-citizens have been registered voters in Philadelphia. And almost half of them even voted in at least one recent election. Non-citizens are not allowed to vote. And the big problem is a lot of them have already participated in the early voting system or somebody using their names and registrations. So it's already tainted the system. Indiana, we talked about this the other day, state police have raided a voter registration agency that was caught in a voter fraud scheme that spanned 9 separate counties in Indiana. The police are describing this as it's extremely alarming. It's just right out there. Hillary knows she cannot win this election. Honestly, she's trying to steal it. We must stop her. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones. Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, there's one. Go to YouTube and put in Hillary Clinton exposed. You ever see that video?
There's a whole bunch of them that carry names, variations on the theme.
Yeah, that one. And you put Hillary Clinton, arrested.
I'm sorry?
You look, she put her handcuffs behind her.
No, I don't see that. I don't see that.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it. And nobody's going to arrest her.
Doors to get in there. They stuffed her in there for some reason.
Well, they stuffed her in there because
behind her.
They stuffed her in there because she was falling over. She couldn't stand up anymore, and they needed to get her out of the eyesight of the public.
She never touched the door, or the door frame to get in the thing. They did let her stuff her in there.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Ken, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Boy, the Hillary shills are getting desperate. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to continue talking about Hillary and about the upcoming debate. What Trump really needs to do is hit Hillary where she's strongest, you know. She says she's a champion of women's rights. Well, go after her on that. Say, you know what? Your husband has harassed, slept with all these women, perhaps raped a couple here and there, and you came after these women like a bulldog. You called them bimbos and sluts. Said, this is your champion of women's rights, someone who would do something like that. You know, that's where you need to hit her.
Yeah, he absolutely does. And again, build that sense of distrust with women that's already being a problem with Hillary and the black voters. She's saying what they want to hear, but they don't believe her. Paul Joseph Watson is out there saying there are at least six more women that Bill Clinton was having affairs with who have yet to publicly surface. Because they've been intimidated by Hillary Clinton. We know that while Hillary Clinton was serving as Secretary of State, Bill was having three simultaneous, ongoing, long-term love affairs with these various women.
You know, you have to say, you know, women, where's your dignity? You know, you get your husband is sleeping, not with tens, not with, you know, 20. He probably slept with hundreds of women and you're still with him. What does that say about your moral character?
Well, the marriage of Bill and Hillary Clinton was purely for political expedience. They clearly don't really like all each other all that much. And as far as all the women who are ready to, you know, hop on top of Bill Clinton, you have to remember what Henry Kissinger said about all the young hotties that were following him around. His power's the ultimate aphrodisiac, and it's absolutely true. And it is a sad commentary in our society that if you come across looking like you're powerful and rich and wealthy, you're going to have a lot of women following you around.
Yeah, we all know that the relationship is fake, but they're still putting on a facade like they're in love with each other, and that's the part that gets me, you know?
Yeah, well, it's all politics and expedience.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I think you really should go after her... you know, the next debate and really go for the juggler, you know.
Well, I'm going to disagree on that. I think he should go right for the corruption, the Clinton Foundation, and the State Department, because with these recent releases from Citizens United and Gucci for 2.0, Hillary is very vulnerable there. Americans are reading the information. They're reading the emails. They know this was going on. And that is Hillary Clinton's point of vulnerability. I mean, she's in serious, serious trouble there. Do you think Hillary's people would be doing all this registering of dead voters and everything if they thought she actually had a chance at an honest election?
Right.
They know they're in trouble.
You know, he should bring that, who was it? He was the guy in Honduras who really spoke out against Clinton and how his country didn't get the money.
That was Haiti. That was the president
Haiti's
Senate. Yeah, you're right. He should, you know, assuming he hasn't been found dead in Fort Marcy Park.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. But yeah, I mean, having him on your side and, you know, having somebody who can actually speak out, I think that's...
Well, he wouldn't be allowed to speak during the debate, but I think Donald Trump should put Juanita Broderick right in that front row. To just try and unnerve Hillary Clinton, assuming Hillary Clinton can actually still see that far, which appears to be another issue.
Yeah, well, that's something completely different. Who knows what's going to happen in this debate, but I'm looking forward to it. Even though I can't stomach to watch her, I might have to put her on mute and just watch him. She gets me so frustrated just watching her. I find myself yelling at the TV all the time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, unlike the view screens in 1984, they're not listening to you through the TV, or at least I don't think they are. But in any event, they're not going to let Hillary hear any of this stuff. All of her little enablers around here are going to say, oh, America loves you. America's great. You're ahead in the polls. Or, you know, like anybody who works for a politician, Hillary's people are telling her what they think Hillary wants to hear rather than what she needs to know.
Yeah, and you wonder why she's not 50 points ahead in the poll?
I loved it when she went, actually got angry and say, why am I not 50 points ahead in the poll? Because we don't like you. It has nothing to do with you being a woman. Has not, you know, it has to do with you being a crook. I mean, I imagine Richard Nixon's got to be lapping his head off because, you know, he's not the biggest crook in American politics anymore.
She thought she was just going to be handed, you know, it's going to be, you know, that whole Bernie Sanders thing, I don't even know if he was a true candidate. I think he said, you know, put this old man against you, you have an easy victory, then, you know, you'll be shooting for president.
And well, Bernie Sanders was getting all that support for the same reason that Donald Trump is, because everybody is sick and tired of these, you know, Clinton-Bush duopoly. And there was that wonderful description that came out. Donald Trump is a giant middle finger from the American people to the establishment. And the same thing was true of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's just, it needs to stop. I mean, enough is enough. You know, I agree.
30 years of anarchocracy is enough. They've made their money. Let's shut it down and start working to make America for the American people again, because it's long, long, long overdue. All right, Steve, thanks a lot for the phone call. Going to let you go. Going to take a quick call from John in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope you're doing good.
I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down again because, you know.
Well, you know, hopefully it stays down, you know. Less stress, the better. We all know that. But hopefully you can take me over during the commercial if I can't finish. But I wanted.
Well,
to
no, we got a lot of time. Just could you get into it?
Oh yeah. I wanted to come to that point on. You said that the U.S. is going to be looked at like Nazi Germany, and the reason why I say that, and I agree with you on that from experience, is I went to Iraq in 07. Mm-hmm. And what do you think the people back then saw of the Germans when they walled off Warsaw and put in the you know what I mean?
Put in the ghetto and everything. Well, the reality is that most of the German people didn't know what the German government was doing, just like the American people don't know what the American government is doing. The difference is that we have an independent media and a peer-to-peer communication system. If there had been the equivalent of an internet in the 1940s Germany, Hitler would have remained a failed artist, and that would have been pretty much the end of it. There was a group that was trying to get the word out. They called themselves the Order of the White Rose, and they had printing presses, and they were making pamphlets, and they would basically run along the rooftops in cities and just throw these pamphlets on the ground. Ultimately, they were caught by the Nazis and beheaded. But there are people who know what's going on, and they're trying to call attention to it. And we do need to remember the Order of the White Rose, because they were right and the government was wrong. And had the German people been willing to listen to the Order of the White Rose, they would have avoided the disaster that Germany eventually became.
Well, I don't think they could have avoided it, because it was an inevitable, just like it's inevitable now, even though we have people who know. I think that's what the downfall is, because, I mean, Germany and Russia destroyed Poland. I mean, Poland was massacred, even though they were going to help out, even though they were trying to plan an attack against Germany, too. But, I mean, beyond that, I mean, I think that's why you see the way our society is, with from the elections to the media, and it's just like, it's just like almost like a downgrading. It's like they're trying to drag America through the dirt. And it's just like the American people might not know, but the rest of the world don't look at us as a favorable eye.
Oh, they do. They do. You know, many, many years ago, I worked on a film project down in Australia. And, you know, after working hours, I'd hang out with them and we'd talk politics about what was going on. This is all the way back during, I think it was Bill Clinton's second term in office. And, I was talking about what was going on, and my Australian hosts paid me kind of a left-handed compliment by saying, you know, for an American, you really know what's going on in your country. And I can understand why that was the perception of the rest of the world, because the rest of the world was seeing what was going on, but the American people were being kept dumbed down by that corporate media. It was very close to being a perfect dictatorship, where the dictatorship was in complete and total control, and the people being dictated to didn't realize it. They still thought that they were free. They still thought that they had some control over the government through the elections process. That had all been erased and only an illusion was being maintained. I think one of the reasons that the Matrix franchise of movies was such a huge success is that people understood at some level it is a metaphor for where we are today. We look at these little flat panel screens and displays and we think that's the real world, and it isn't.
But do you really think the American people are that, I guess, ignorant of the facts? Because I know I was, but I joined when I was 16 and I'm 06, and the recruiters came to the school and everything, and they promised us bonuses, and it's just it's we did the same thing, you know. We walled off the neighborhoods and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know there was a lot of bad stuff done. Anyway, listen, John, I'm going to have to let you go. I got a lot of talking points I need to get to today. So we're going to let you go and do a short phone call with Mike in South Carolina. And the first thing I'm going to ask you, Mike, is are you all hunkered down for the hurricane?
Yes, I'm a little bit ways away from about 3 hours, but everybody from Florida all the way up through the Carolinas is they're anticipating quite a bit. And this morning on the current news, local news, that they were talking about Charleston. If it gets hit bad, it just might be another New Orleans. So,
well, you know, stockpile water, because it's going to take FEMA another week to get in there and actually accomplish anything.
Yeah, but they got to hire the people in there first to start moving them. We have got a lot of about 200 school buses came from what they call upstate. It went all the way down there, 3 hours away, to help move, evacuate about 1 million people.
So, last figure I heard was 1.5 million. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. So I wish you guys the best.
Well, thank you very much. I called in to let you know something, another talking point, if you haven't gotten to this real quick. Local news this morning said that Obama and company up at the White House are, because of the problems we're having in all the cities and too many people getting shot, that we don't have a diversified police squad or police unit yet. So what they're doing is under EEOC, and get this, Mike, under EEOC, they're changing the requirements for hiring police officers. They no longer will require a criminal background check, and they will no longer require a citizenship background check. Can you believe that?
That is just insane. And, that's right out of a Clockwork Orange, you know, where these street gang members, grow up and they join the police force and they go on beating the heck out of people that they encounter. But now they're protected by the uniform and the badge.
Well, just think of a cop stopping you on the side of the road and having that background. And he walks up to you, pulls his gun, and says, "I want all your money."
Well, they're already doing that with the civil forfeiture laws. Mike, I'm going to let you go here again. We're going to start with John in Barbados and probably have to go through the commercial break. John, what's on your mind? John, are you there?
Hello, Mike.
Ah, there you are. Okay. I was beginning to think the hurricane. How did Barbados fare with this storm? I think you were a little south of the track.
It went over the top of us, but it wasn't a hurricane at that time.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm looking at this anti-Saudi suit law, and remember what happened to Germany after World War II, where IG Farben, the manufacturers of Zyklon B, he was hanged. He was found guilty. I wonder if Boeing and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin CEOs are wondering what's going to happen to them, and do they feel the rope around their necks already? Because this is a good distinct possibility if America loses this war. And
well, I don't know about the CEOs. I mean, first of all, the CEOs of companies like Boeing and Lockheed, they're making weapons for war that are considered legitimate. Whereas the claim that Zyklon B was used for this horrible war crime, it was the justification for hanging the head of IG Farben. But you need to understand the reality, which is that Zyklon B is an insecticide, and it's actually still in use today. And it's a fumigant that is used to kill body lice, which was the primary means of transmission of the typhus epidemics that were sweeping across Nazi Germany toward the end of the war. And they were just, you know, using it to fumigate the clothes, to delouse the people. And by the way, it wasn't just the prisoners. You know, the camp guards and everybody were going through to get the gas treatment to get the lice off of them to stop the typhus outbreaks. There was somebody in Germany, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, voluntarily shut himself into a closed space with Zyklon B, stayed in there for an hour, came out, was perfectly okay.
Well, my opinion might be different to yours because Lockheed C-130s were used to obliterate that hospital in Kunduz, which is a war crime.
You know, I concede that point. I concede that point. And, you know, in the end, if the U.S. loses the war, they're not even going to be CEOs anymore. They're going to go from being rich people to being poor people. And frankly, that's the worst punishment than being hanged, because nothing hurts a money junkie more than having to live like a poor, ordinary American. So do you have more that you want to share?
Yes, Hurricane Matthew.
Hang on until after the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Die. We will not go down.
Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before I go back to John in Barbados, a little update on Hurricane Matthew. Apparently, the tropical storm that was a little further out to sea, Nicole, has now reached hurricane force. And looking at the projected course tracks, there actually is a possibility these storm systems could combine. And if you remember the book and then later the movie, The Perfect Storm, what caught that fishing boat out there was when three storms combined in the North Atlantic, and it was just a monster. So at this point, they're saying by next Tuesday, Wednesday, these storms could be merging, and who knows what the heck is going to happen after that. So we're going to get back to John in Barbados. And, John, I think we're dealing with a very long delay on the connection today. So let's just go slowly and not step on each other.
Okay, Michael. Right. Yeah, when this storm passed over Barbados, it was only a tropical wave. It didn't really pick anything. The only thing it did was drop about 4 to 5 inches of rain, and it flooded my swimming pool. But now it dropped in power when it went over Haiti and Gitmo in the southern part of Cuba. But now it's picking up, and according to what I've been reading of late, is that it's gone back up to a Category 4 hurricane, and could maybe increase even further because it's over the very warm waters of the Bahamas. The shallow,
yeah, and don't
waters.
Forget, the further north it goes, the more powerful Coriolis effect is going to be as well.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to be cynical. This is this karma for the destruction, America's destruction of Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and Syria, you know?
Well, if you take it together with the sudden resurgence of the quake storm in California around the Salton Sea, that's got them all worried that there's a big quake coming on out there. And who knows? But, you know, bad weather does happen. We've had a couple of really bad storms out here in Hawaii, but thankfully they've always wound up missing Oahu because we're this little tiny dot, and hurricanes have lousy aim. But when you're an entire continent, it's going to hit somewhere. And that's what's happening. And again, we have every reason to be very concerned about everybody who's living along those coastlines right now because of the severity of the storm, the fragile nature of our current infrastructure, and the proven historical tendency for the government to act far too late and too weakly in terms of really taking care of the American people. I understand they're even nervous about some of the structures at Disney World possibly suffering damage from this storm.
Well, the problem with this storm, it's several hundred miles across. It's enormous.
Yes.
And now this second Nicole is coming in, which may change the track
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah, I don't think they have a computer model for this at all. All right, John, we got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to be back with more news after these few words.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.